From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama's prison system isn't hiring enough new employees and needs to pick up the pace. That's the message from a federal judge who has given the state until Friday to explain how it will meet a court order to have more than 3,300 corrections officers by February 2022. It's the latest in ongoing involvement from the courts and the Justice Department for a prison system that's violent, overcrowded, and understaffed. Democratic State Representative Chris England of Tuscaloosa follows prisons issues and joins us now. Representative England, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I should say that it's not that the state isn't hiring new corrections officers. They just aren't on track to meet that goal that's ordered by the courts. What accounts for this slower pace of hiring?
It's just an awful place to work. If you look at it, there really isn't any oversight of the Department of Corrections. The pay isn't where it should be. And the conditions within the facilities are horrible. And there really isn't a plan from the current Department of Corrections commissioner to address any of these things other than to tell you that it, 3 or 4 years down the road, we'll have a few new prisons somewhere.
Well, what do you see needs to be done then?
Honestly, I think it needs to be to basically start over and put someone else in charge and start a plan that gives us immediate relief, addresses the fact that since the Department of Justice has told us that the conditions in our prisons are worse than the death penalty, that we've actually gotten worse. There have been more homicides, more suicides, and apparently we do not have a plan to deal with the coronavirus, which is exploding in our prison facilities. More employees are showing up to work with it. More inmates are showing symptoms. And there, up to this point, less than 1% of the total population has been tested. So, at the very least, immediate results need. We've got to come up with a plan to deal with the threats within our system. And again, our plan cannot be we're going to have new prisons at some point in the future.
How concerned are you that there may be further intervention by the courts or the Justice Department?
At this point, I'm questioning their intent because ever since we've heard the report and we've seen it and it's been revealed to the public, and the U.S. Attorney came to Montgomery to explain to us how dire our situation is, we haven't seen or heard anything from them since. So, because at this point, it seems like Alabama is trying to call his bluff and basically dare him or dare the Department of Justice to do something, because there hasn't been any real movement other than a study commission since this report was issued. So I'm not sure what it will take, but at this point, people are dying within our prison system. Our Bureau of Pardons and Paroles will not release anyone, so the overcrowding situation is getting worse, and all indications are that there are people currently suffering from the coronavirus, and there is no plan to either release or to test. If there was a checklist of failure, we probably hit all the markers at this point.
Well, just a moment left here, but on Twitter this week, you said Governor Kay Ivey should call a special session on criminal justice reform. But if that were to happen, is there any consensus among lawmakers about what you would do with that special session?
Outstanding question. And I would hope that each lawmaker would take a clear look at the current conditions, see the trajectory of incarceration, and decide that it is imperative at this very moment that we do something, and then let that drive us instead of worrying about politics and being reelected.
Chris England is a Democratic State Representative from Tuscaloosa. Representative England, thank you for your time.